Welcome to the Thursday evening Healing Codes Q&A call. It is October the 31st, 2019, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. I am Linda Brewer. I am your host for the evening. Feel free to ask any questions, to make any comments, anything that you would like to share. It will be welcome. Hit *2 to raise your hand, and I will unmute you. All conversations, all questions are very, very welcome, because I believe that's what makes these calls beneficial to us on the call tonight and to those that will be calling in the future. This call is being recorded, and you can archive it and listen to it again, especially if there was something that you didn't understand. And I love participation, I love conversation, and I am honored to be your host this evening. To begin with, do we have any questions or any particular subject anyone would like to discuss tonight? Hit *2 to raise your hand. I am not here to give medical advice or suggest that you take any medicine or you drop any medicine. I'm here strictly to be a source of information, guidance, and honoring to the best of my ability. So let's start tonight with our healing code prayer. And as we read this and you listen to it or you read it too, be very conscious of what you think, what you feel, what you would like to do. Be aware of you. This is your time and this moment to discover you at another level. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to, and fill in your, whatever it is that you would like to be healed of and have truth and light upon. This unhealthy belief, this harmful action, would be found and opened and healed by filling you and me with the light, the life, and the love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. This will help your body know to make what you are ready to know the truth and be transformed into love and peace be a priority for you at this time. Take a deep breath. Get comfortable. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Jaws. both hands, temples. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. As you complete the temples, notice what you're thinking. Notice your body and where you have any feeling that may be stronger or tighter or more prominent than any other, and where it is in your body. Or the conversation you would like to have with yourself or with someone else, and who that person would be. Do you have peace that all is well? Hit *2 if you have any comments, questions, thoughts, anything you would like to share. *2. If no one has any comments or questions or thoughts at this time, then what I would like to speak about and share tonight, and any feedback would be awesome, is peace. And what is peace that sustains you through any trial, any temptation, any circumstance in life, when your heart doesn't want to beat and your mind says you must go, and your heart hurts, did I do the right thing? Did I say the right thing? How do I ask that person for forgiveness? What does peace really, really mean? And how do you continuously return to that flow of peace that you can feel the love you have for you and for others, and that the love that comes to you from others and from your spirit? Peace is not something that we want to grab on and say, I'm going to ride this with peace. Peace is an internal feeling that you can return to by breathing. You can state whatever's going on in your life or how you're feeling, and I will choose peace and love through this. I choose to be in the moment, present, in peace, and this will transform me into the love and the light and the truth of God. Does anyone have anything they would like to share about their journey to peace and how they stay on the journey of peace? Do you have peace? If not, what is disturbing you? Feel free to raise your hand, *2, and I will unmute you. Anyone? Going once? Going twice? All right. 0089 from Davis, California. I have unmuted you. You're now live.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
My issue today is kind of relevant because today is my daughter's birthday, and my daughter and I have a huge disconnect. She took off and is somewhere, but will not speak to me. We had a family upheaval where my husband, who is would be her stepfather, this was when she was 30 years old, so this wasn't a childhood thing. This was a horrible upheaval in the family, and she ran away from all of the trauma of it all. And when she was married at the time, and her husband convinced her that she needed to you know, we had, during the trauma, we were talking a lot. We were weeping, crying, and everything. And then her husband convinced her in a moment of retaliation to sue us. And so she couldn't speak to us anymore. And then her marriage ended up breaking up, and then she left and still not speaking to me. So, like I said, so today has been kind of a mixed bag of sadness as well as desire for someday, perhaps we will talk again, because she won't talk to me. And like you mentioned about, I didn't have any control over any of this. I kind of got blindsided myself. So, it was just a terrible time. That's been about 7 years ago. So as I said, that's what I'm praying about and seeking peace in my heart, that it will be it's a desire of mine to again get reconnected with my daughter, but I have no power in this situation whatsoever.
So what feelings have you been having with this today?
Feelings?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Has it been anger, loneliness?
Sadness, loss, I feel like I'm always hopeful. I think that somehow something is going to give. The wall will break or fall down, or a door will open or something like that. So it's kind of a mixed emotions with, you know, the loss of it all, the sadness, I feel helpless in the face of what had happened and my power to control anything of what happened. So that's kind of, you know, this is, like I said, this has been 7 years now but it's kind of, you know, I go in and out, and because it is her birthday today, it's kind of in the forefront today.
Did you send her a card?
No, she does not want to be contacted by me.
Well, you can still send her a card and not physically send it.
I see what you're saying.
Yes. Do you
journal? Not really. I could do a ceremony, I think, using, like you said, maybe writing down something deep, what comes out, and then doing some sort of a altar or a ceremony to send it, you know what I mean, by either burying it, burning it, or do something, you know, doing something as an act of desire to release it to God, you know, which I have, you know, obviously I've released it to God, but it comes back sometimes in places of, you know, like today.
When we least expect it. My encouragement to you would be, I would send her, every special event or any time you feel like it, I would write her card or a letter or something, mm-hmm. but I would keep it.
Oh, okay.
I would
so
keep
don't
it.
Burn it or...
No, I would... This is my suggestion, is that I would, if I felt like I needed to get the say, the ugliness of the loneliness and the anger and the sadness out. That would be one letter. But then I would write her a letter out of pure love and appreciation and gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
And so if, say, even after you're gone or while you're still living, she had an opportunity to read that, that could be a great healing for her. And it would also, I believe, be a healing for you.
Oh, I see where you're going, yes. Okay, so if perhaps she doesn't forgive me or whatever is the hindrance that keeps her not speaking to me if I pass, and then she these letters could be given to her at some point.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a way of you honoring her. Yes. It's
a way of you honoring her.
And getting it, you know, participating in her life, even though she's not physically present.
I see. Okay. No, I like that. Yeah, I like that.
And did you notice how the tone of your voice got lighter and you sounded lighter when you thought about that idea and how you could do that?
Yes. No, I sensed it. It definitely did. It sent me from a place of being powerless of in the loss to a hopeful place of doing something that is honorable and loving and full of truth, actually. So
yes. Congratulations. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that felt really good to me for you, that you have a different way of looking at this. I would do the same thing for Christmas, whatever, or just to do it because it comes upon you to do it. And then the other thing that I believe this does, it gives you some participation. I want to use the word control, but I don't think control is a good word. But it gives you at least a release and a participation, and you are no longer the victim. You're really the victor because you really can express and be part of her life even if she doesn't know it.
Right, right. No, that is. That's good. That's a very good coaching thing to do. I can see that how it can shift this moment into something that is powerful and not, and it's a step taking versus sitting in this place of helplessness. So yeah, no, I like that.
Well, congratulations. Welcome to your heart.
Yes. Well, that's thank you. I appreciate these. This is the second time I've been on one of the Thursday's calls. So, I just finished reading the Love Code. So I'm introducing myself to much of Dr. Lloyd's work and, you know, trying to apprehend as much as I can and to understand it. So I'm still kind of learning, but that's okay.
That is absolutely perfect because I don't think we ever get life down to where it's a stream of pure joy, but we can have a life where we choose to return to that pure joy and that peace.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we have to really act out the humanness of us, but your intention is always to be in peace. And as you make that declaration, it's amazing how you feel that peace just come over you. And you just choose to relax and know that you're going to move through this,
mm-hmm.
whatever
mm-hmm.
the circumstances are.
Right. That's good. That's very good. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Thank you for participating. Yes, I love it. So, but this piece is, it's a strange way to choose to live your life because it's so counterproductive and counteractive to everyone wants to be stressed out. They want to be on the move. They want to have life perfect. But peace is not about having life perfect. It's about being in perfect love in the storms.
That's deep desire, and I think it's
yes.
My desire, and it's probably the desire of everyone here on Earth. So, if they
yes.
once they come to that point,
and some people don't even realize they don't have peace because they're so focused on being life and being loved and being successful and productive and having relationships, they forget to connect with themselves that will bring forth the greatest of them.
Mhm. Yeah, that is the truth of why we're here, as we can't take it with us. What is it that saying? We come into this life alone, and we go out alone. We don't bring all of our
yes.
stuff.
Yes, we do, my friend. We do. Absolutely. And so these are some truth-focused statements about peace.
Okay.
That peace, the peace that comes from God is beyond understanding.
Mm-hmm.
My goal is to feel inner peace.
Okay.
I will keep my focus on God, and God will keep me in perfect peace.
Mm-hmm.
I choose to enjoy the present and trust that the future will unfold as it should.
Mm. Okay.
I choose to trust the pattern of life. I am safe and secure. It is safe
yes.
to release the past and live fully in the present. And this is what my spirit spoke as I read that. It is safe to release the past. And do you believe that there has been a part of you that has been afraid to release the hurt and the sadness and things because you felt like that was your only connection to your daughter? And if you let that go, then there was no connection at all.
I think my concern was that if perchance, and it, maybe this ties in, if perchance she might want to reach out to talk to me, we would have to dredge up the past. And I would like somehow to put that somewhere so that it wasn't, because I think the reason she left was the state of pain she was in over what had happened. And, but, it, you know, I think, for her to try to reach out, she may think she would have to dredge up the past again. And I, you know, cause she might want answers, and I don't have any. You know, I don't have any answers to what happened. I really don't. And is that kind of where you were going with that?
Well, that's great. Because you picked up what you needed to pick up from that. Sometimes we get afraid of letting, like, the grief go or the anger go. And because that, we feel like that is the connection. And if we let that go, then there's something wrong with us. And so, and it's ever how it resonates with you is what's important. My encouragement to you would be to pray and be directed, if you're directed, to start to send her happy notes. Just love mom or thinking of you mom or something, but let them be very light and very loving and very bright, and let her see that you are in a different space and you want to live in this space and you wish it for her too. So you're not asking her for anything, but you're making that connection where she sees your love and your light and your truth. And she may embrace it and she may not. That's not the goal here. The goal is you are letting her choose to get to know you where you are now.
Yeah, I don't have a way to contact her, really. The only way that I might be able to contact her would be through a relative. So I'd have to involve them in it. And so far, the relative hasn't really wanted to go against her wishes. So, you know, but I could... I'm trying to put this, you know, like I said, I could always try, you know, I could always.
Have you Googled her?
I was almost. Yeah, she's down in Texas somewhere. I think she showed up on, what do they call that? It's a site, LinkedIn or something. I think I found. Yeah, but I don't, I mean, she said that she doesn't want to be contacted, so, by me, so, you know, but like I said, I could request the relative to, you know, say, would you mind sending her something to let her know that I'm wishing her a happy birthday or something, you know, something like that. I could try.
Well, and if you, I think there may be, without involving the relative, there may be another way. And so it will come to you and you will know what to do when it's appropriate for you.
Well, in the meantime, I just write these notes, you know, like you suggested.
Yes.
And just kind of keep gathering them up.
Yes.
And sending out the intention of the loving thoughts and whatnot.
Absolutely.
It's just that part So, yeah, like I said, it's kind of, it's a very odd situation, but that's, you know, but no, I like our dialogue here and your suggestions puts it into a different light, and I like that.
Yes, and I appreciate that because I hear a different you.
Well, that,
and opening up to, I am truth and I am love and I am light. And this is how truth and love and light behaves and shows up in the whole.
Right, because I believe if I operate out of that my resonance and vibration will go out and it can cross, you know, time and distance. So...
And be true on your intentions. Your intentions is to set you free.
That's right. Right.
Because as long as you put an expectation or a hope that the light and the vibrations are going to reach her, then that again puts you in a bondage. So let the intentions be pure that you're doing it. So you're doing it for you to just express your love and your love and your love.
Right. No, that makes sense. Yeah, because I have to release it to God and with no expectation of that it's going to do bring about a result, because then I would be and I wouldn't be doing it. It would be love with benefits, right, or love with conditions. So I'm doing it for myself to show love and releasing it to wherever it goes with no expectation.
Amen. 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 Absolutely. Beautifully said and beautifully felt. Very peacefully felt. Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
This is great. These things are great.
So
I'm really enjoying it. Yeah, like I said, I was telling a friend about this. I'm hoping at some point she will be able to avail herself of these Thursday night sessions, I guess you would want to call it. So, because this is just beautiful to be able to access this. And I'm assuming this is part of Dr. Lloyd's. If you become a coach, you can volunteer or do something along these lines just to give back, just for no other reason other than to just to show love. And
yes, you can, and you can do that without becoming a coach. You can just you can do it because it's who you are.
Yes. No, I don't have the intention of becoming one, but I think my friend is kind of quite interested in it. And so, you know, and so she was, like I said, the journey with Dr. Lloyd's books is there's quite a lot of information. So you're kind of get overwhelmed in the beginning, but just keep, you know, these calls are very helpful, I believe, because they're not only are they, well, they're also allows you to get in touch with a person that's been doing this, you know, and helps you sort through your prayers and sort through your, you know, some of the intentions, like you were able to speak to me about the making sure that if I do send out these things that I wasn't trying to put out my expectation to get a result, that it was just basically doing it in love and releasing it and just releasing it to God. So that was a powerful insight that I might have stumbled over, you know what I mean? Stumbled not understanding the implications of what I was doing by thinking somehow I was going to get a result. And then that would cause it to go into that stressor place and become, you know, coming from a not truth and love real place. Because that would be what did he talk about in the love code? The what's in it for me or whatever.
Yes.
I'll do this if I'm going to get a good result, you know, and then that takes out the unconditional love part of it and throws you into a whole different kind of thing.
It does. It really, really does. And it's amazing. I was talking to a couple who are friends of mine on Sunday, and even if she's watching a movie, she wants to know how it's going to turn out from the beginning. And it really, a light bulb went off for him. He says, it's amazing how insignificant things like that you don't pick up on that are really driving your life. So
yes.
I think watching what our language is and then watching how we feel in our body when we say it is a key to no expectations. I'm going to live by faith.
No, it's a subtlety that we have lived with probably all of our lives to seek a result or want to know how it ends or, you know, I mean, and this process, what was it in that love code? Because that's the most recent one I read, is our not stressful goal is to be in truth and love and be able to accomplish it in the next 30 minutes or something like that.
30 seconds, you know? I return to love. Can I live in love for the next 30 seconds?
I think the goal was, I accomplish the goal in 30 minutes or less or something? Like, because I wouldn't have any control over the result, you know. I wouldn't have any control. So that would end up to be a stressful goal if I was sending out all this stuff with an expectation that it was all going to go somewhere and I was going to get a response from her.
You're really getting there, my friend.
Well, as I said, this discovery of this code, the codes have been just a real profound lesson for me to, you know, to see the implication of having a threefold process that deals with the mind, the body, and the inner heart space, you know, which is which is the mind, body, soul, and dealing with all three aspects of us, so that there's a holistic approach to our healing and not just heavy on one thing or another, which is what I've kind of sort of lived with. Or, you know, you'll have some people that want to just focus on energy work, and then you have some people that just want to focus on just a bunch of words for the mind, and then you have some people that, you know, very few people enter into the imagery of the heart like he did. So that was very, very, very profound stuff. So I'm like I said, I'm really embracing this this journey and trying to apprehend it as much as I can with, you know, and that's why I'm joining this call.
Well, great. And just, you know, relax. You will get what you need in the day and the moment that you need it. And that's, you know, like the other expectation. The more I read, the more I'm going to get. It's better to eat what's on the plate that moment and that day than it is to try to go through the buffet line 2 or 3 times a day.
Now, that's a good one. That's a good one. Too much information is like too much buffet line.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one. I'm going to have to reiterate that one to my friend who's like, but, you know, her tendency is to just keep going from one person to another to apprehend more information. And it's exactly what you said.
There's the key word. She wants the information without the application.
Yeah. Yes. She's an information junkie kind of sort of person.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, and I think I could do that too. I speak to that myself because I think I'm sticking with Dr. Lloyd. So, you know, I feel like I need to be careful with that myself. So that's why I have an awareness of it.
Yes.
So I appreciate
now,
that word too.
Are you a member of the All Access website he has?
I don't
for
know.
All of his
I
work
did.
Is.
He How
has
do you
a
become...
website that has all of his works on it. And your friend who loves information, she could eat for life on that website.
But well, is that a? Cause like I said, I'm a bit confused because there's so many. I did join the Master Key thing where I actually purchased something about the Master Key, and then like I said, I went on his site to look at the trilogy. I'm learning that, and then so you know there is, like I said, lots of information there, and I'm just trying to put it together and what is appropriate, but you know, not in a stressful way, because I'm doing what, like, you know, seeing, well, God's going to give me what I need here, and just kind of come from a peaceful place, not a, oh my gosh, I gotta do this and I gotta do that. No, I'm not trying to do that. So
well, the website where he has all of his works in one location is DrAlexanderLloyd.com.
Oh, okay. Then I have been on that one then.
Okay.
The,
and that's
yeah,
where he keeps adding his posts and his works and things, yes.
And I've been getting via email the to join this Thursday night thing, and I've been getting like some of his podcasts. Maybe I did join. I don't know.
Get those because you put your email in there, and you probably joined the Facebook page.
No, because I'm not on Facebook, so I don't do Facebook.
Okay.
So.
Well, then when you probably put your email in at some time or another, which is giving you the notifications of all the calls and the different calls and the Thursday night calls. And so.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I wasn't
sure. It's a strange thing when we get our email, give our email addresses out. They seem to multiply, for sure.
I thought maybe because I bought the Master Key program, you know, and they have my email there too, so. It's all of a sudden I got put on some of these other things because, you know, as I said, you just never know. But you know, it's like I said, it's good stuff and it's good. I'm feeling very, what's the word, with good anticipation of the open heavens and the infinite possibilities of what could possibly come out of this.
Right. Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. And I appreciate your participation tonight very, very much.
Oh, yes. We might have others that need your attention. So.
I'm going to, unless you have something else, I'm going to mute you for a moment. And,
nope, that's great.
Okay. Thank you. Hi, Candace. How are you?
Hi, Linda. I'm good. I just got on the call right. I was coming home from church. We had trunk or treat in Clearwater, Kansas tonight. So I thought I would come in and listen to the end of the, you know, the get on the last part of the call. So I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad. I hope it's been a great day for you and that the lady that's on the call tonight. I'm glad she's on the call again. I'm sorry, ma'am, I don't remember your name, but I forgot to tell you last week. Welcome to the Healing Couch family. Don't give up on whatever program you have bought, and just keep doing what you have. It works. And don't get bogged down in the information because it can be overloaded completely. Just jump right in there and do the codes and just believe that, you know, just believe 100% that God's going to meet your needs, because he will. He's met my needs every time, even more than probably I've even realized my own self. It's the codes are very helpful, and they do work. Don't get discouraged. Just keep on doing what you're doing, and God will take, you know, God will heal the issues that you have, the issues of the heart, and that's the important thing. So that's all that I have to share. Blessings to you and Linda and to everyone on the call. And have a most blessed, happy Halloween and a great week.
Well, Miss Candace, I wanted to share with you, and I'll get there. Royce passed away on the 19th of September. And I appreciate your prayers and your support during all of that time, hon.
Well, you're welcome, and all we're praying for you is you adjust, and as a wife, and as you adjust to the in the grieving process, and know that your husband's with the Lord, no doubt about that, and that the Lord will see you. The Lord will see you through, sweetheart. The Lord will see you through, and He'll meet your every need.
Yes, He has. It was an amazing time and experience. I saw when God called him home, and then it took him 7 days to continue the process. But it was, I had just never experienced anything like it, but it was very peaceful and very calming and quite a surprise. I had no idea that we could be that near the end with the way he was, you know, doing. And so, but I do appreciate your prayers. And has Pat been on the calls recently?
And I have been trying to be in the calls. I think I've missed one or two, and I was wondering what, you know, because I knew your husband had a lot. I never asked, but I knew your husband had a lot of health issues and everything. And I'm just glad as a wife that you were there to see your husband through, and you know, you were there by him and everything. I just think that, I mean, I get to tell people all the time, I will never, ever forget the 10 years that I was with my mom in the Clearwater Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. I was very grateful. I mean, we would have liked to, our family's choice would have been to take care of mom at home, but I knew in the beginning of the process that there's no way my brother and I could have taken care of mom with her medical needs and everything she had going on. But you know, I do believe that God used me as a role model to the city of Clearwater, the people, residents, other residents, family members, people that worked on a professional basis to, you know, how to really take care of somebody and how to make the quality of life for somebody, a value and everything. That's what I still concentrate on. In my ministry is making the quality of life better for an individual, no matter where they are at in the process or what they're going through, is to make to bring out their best of quality in that individual, and to also reach out to the family members and everything, because, you know, each of us have a different walk in life, and we don't know what the other person's going through. Like I tell people, grief is different for each person, and it's like no matter what the kind of issue a person's going through, with dementia or Alzheimer's or heart cancer, self, every person I've met, the whole gamut of what that person's going through is completely different than what I've experienced, than what somebody else has experienced. But I do believe in life as a believer. We each called to ministry, and I believe that 100%, and that we have to be out there you know, encouraging, supporting, and I'm so glad, so thankful, Linda, that you're out there supporting your husband, and I know you did some other work besides the healing codes of your ministry, and I know that the Lord will bless you through it, and I know that you've touched, you and your husband have touched lots of lives, and I will continue to pray that God will have and I know the Lord will have a wonderful impact on your life, and your husband's life, even if he's with the Lord, as to people that you will never know that you've touched until you're on the other side of heaven. That's how I believe. You know, I know there's people that my mom has touched, my dad has touched, and I know that I know in heaven. Well, you know, it's we're just going to be out there reaching and touching and sharing the love of Jesus. And we're doing that, you know. There's no telling how many lives we are touching, but we will find out in heaven, you know. And things we don't have, trust me, there's questions I have about what my mom's went through and dad's went through, but I know that the answers I don't have now, I went down in heaven, and I completely put my trust in God, and you know, God is amazing, and God's given me a wonderful, it's like I said, my brother and I just have, we're just by ourselves now, but we have, my brother's married, so he has his wife started the family that he's married into, a wonderful family, and my brother has two wonderful girls, and so I've been blessed to have, you know, a family and that's reached out to me, and still have a few extended family members that live far away. They each have family, so it's not like they're alone and everything, but I'll tell you what, God's lightened my path in many, many ways of ministry, of service, and I know, Linda, that God will, you know, as a widow, God will bless your life, you know, bless you, and that you will never be alone, because you're not alone when you have the Lord. The Lord's there with you, and that He will walk with you every step of the way, I just know, you know, I just think of, you know, people that I know that are having a great week, you know, they're working in your husband, and hallelujah, He's with the Lord, you know, that's where I want to, that's where we want to be too, when it's our time, but God bless you, and I'll be praying for you as you continue to reach out and touch the lives of people, and as they reach out to you, I know that you will be a blessing to them in turn too, and that they will be a blessing to you. And so blessings to you, sweetheart. You are in my prayers. Anything I can do, you've got my number, and I want to be there for you if I can do anything. If nothing else, thanks, I can't even pray. That's enough. I don't need to know what's going on. God knows, like I tell people, in my ministry of 40-plus years, I've never asked what's going on. I've had people come by my desk at the hospital and have to kill him and say, Candy, would you pray? I said, yes. I don't have to know what goes on. I don't want to know what goes on. God knows. God knows that person's need. He knows their name. And if you believe in prayer, God takes care of it. And He answers it in His time and His will and His way. And that's the best anyway, when you do it God's way.
I appreciate your support during all of this. And your prayers, and so it has been a journey, and so we're late, it's 9:27. If either one of you have anything else you would like to share, we will share it. If not, let's close. I'm going to Davis, California. I'm going to mute you back when you got some static. Okay, so let's do a healing code in the closing with the intent that we have a voice of love, a mind of wisdom, and a heart of peace. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, temples. Both hands, bridge. And may the peace of God and the love that surpasses understanding be present in your mind, body, and spirit. peace. Amen. Thank you, ladies. I appreciate it. It's been a blessing, and it's always a joy to be with you. Thank you.
Me too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night. Blessings, everyone.
Thank you, Candace. Good night.
Good night.
The moderator has left the conference. The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted.
Thank you.